We are here at the 2019 Northwest Credit Union Association's MAX Convention in beautiful Spokane, Washington. And in the studio lounge is Mr. Blake Woods from TransUnion. Blake, how are you?
I'm doing well. Glad to be on. I've always been a big fan of the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us as well. And I think my first question will be, how's the show going? How's the conference going for you guys?
Excellent so far. This is my first time out here. I'm actually from Michigan, so just a visitor here at the MAX conference, but it's been amazing. I'm very impressed with the speakers they've had so far, and a lot of great takeaways.
They do a very good job here, for sure. So what are some of your expectations, TransUnion, before we get into what you really want to talk about, which is young people's career paths and things like that? But what are your expectations here?
Sure. We've been talking with a lot of credit unions who are looking to be more inclusive, and I think data is a great way to help do that. And so we've had some excellent conversations with folks on how alternative data and trended data can help them do just that and do it without taking on additional risk. So it's been a great event so far and exceeded my expectations.
Right on. Already. And we're only halfway through day one. Good. All right. So you wanted to talk about young people and their career paths and how you can help them out as well. So give me a quick overview on what you're doing here.
Sure. So, to start off, I got into the credit union industry as an intern. I was supposed to be there 90 days.
Yeah.
Here I am 10 years later. And, it's been an amazing ride. I'm so happy I started my career off in this industry, and I'll finish it in this industry. I truly believe that.
Right
I think
on.
Credit unions are the perfect place for young adults who are kind of looking to find a career or even a calling as opposed to just a job.
Yeah. What attracted you toward the industry? Because, again, you said you started out as an intern, and so many of us do in any industry. We start out as an intern, and then we get ingrained in, like, oh, wow, we love this. So you just happen to, like, intern at our credit union, and it took off from there.
That's right, and I didn't even know what a credit union was. I was just applying for internships left and right. I said, I've got to find one.
Yeah.
And so lucky that I ended up there. And very early on in my career, I got the chance to crash the GAC out in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
I think I was maybe 22 or 23 at the time. Met my future boss, Sean Flynn. We stayed in the hostel together. Those were the hostel days with Brent Dixon.
Yes, yes.
Way back when, and the rest is history. So that really opened my eyes up to the potential of this industry, and it's like I said, it's my calling.
Right on. So what has your career path been since then? Obviously you're with TransUnion now, but you interned at that credit union. How long did you stay at that credit union, and then where did you go from there?
Yes, so I was with Lake Trust Credit Union up in Michigan for 10 years.
Oh,
so
wow.
I just recently moved over to TransUnion.
Okay.
And I came up through the marketing function of Lake Trust Credit Union, doing everything from social media, PR, to our digital marketing and website. We eventually had an innovation team at Lake Trust, so I got to work on new products and research and development. That was tremendous, and just in the last few months, I was looking to maybe impact the industry at that national level. And the opportunity with Sean, my former buddy from Crash the GAC, popped up, and here I am today.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah, I just interviewed Sean last week at a correlation conference, and he spoke there, and he's a good guy as well. So you guys, very forward thinker, all that type of stuff. Typical crasher, as you are as well. So what was your experience? Let's do a little go down memory lane here.
Sure.
How was your crash experience with, especially Brent Dixon, who started it all back in the day?
Yeah. So I think I was the second or third group of crashers. So again, we were at the hostel. Without question, one of the best weeks of my life, professionally or personally. I've met some friends, again, some of whom have employed me now through
so
that
funny.
Event. But lifelong friends, connections that have truly propelled my career forward. I don't know what I would be doing if I didn't get that opportunity. Really encourage people. You know, now I'm a mentor in the program. The past 2 years, I've had the chance to kind of give back.
In the Crashers program?
In the Crashers program.
Oh, wow, okay.
Done two Crash the GACs and also the Inclusive event down in Florida last year. It's so rewarding, and I just really encourage anyone who's maybe thinking about it or unsure just to take that dive.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it'll never be perfect timing. There's always things coming up, but I can't tell you what it meant for my career and some of my colleagues' careers.
The Crasher program is at almost every major conference right. now, you know. So it's there's plenty of opportunity out there, and it's just a great way to get your foot in the door at this in this industry and get to know some really high level folks and be able to network with your peers and things like that and create a career like you have.
Definitely, yes. Yeah,
very cool. So what advice do you have? I mean, starting out in your career, I mean, you started out as an intern, you worked at the credit union for 10 years, and now you're with TransUnion. What advice do you have for younger folks getting started as well? Getting, I mean, fresh out of college and like, oh my gosh, deer in the headlights type of look. Like, where do I go? What do I do?
Great question. You know, a lot of my experience leading up to that job was manual labor. And so when I got to the credit union, I thought, you know, I don't know any of these acronyms. I don't know what these people are talking about. I don't know what a HELOC is. But I know what I can do is work hard. And so this mantra, and I've actually done a little public speaking with this term, is pick up the poop.
Yeah.
And early on in my career, I saw a vice president at Lake Trust Credit Union, Kara Stewie. She was outside picking up goose poop. And I thought, now here's someone with 40 employees that work under her. She doesn't need to do that.
Right.
But I'll tell you, her team was consistently working hard for her. They were consistently our top-rated team. Mm-hmm. It's because she was willing to roll up her sleeves and do the dirty work. And so that's a lesson I've always kind of taken forward. And now I try to give young people is do the jobs that others won't.
Right.
Other people will take notice and they'll either join you or they'll help elevate you to the next level.
Yeah, and when you become a leader, like, what was her? I'm sorry. Yeah. Like her, you know, and she's getting down there, like you said, getting her rolling her sleeves up and doing that type of stuff. I mean, that sets an example. It sets an expectation that, you know, it doesn't matter your rank or whatever, you can still get the hard work done.
I think I love that about this industry, too. I think there's probably stories like that all around, mm-hmm. maybe not all of them involve fecal matter, but there's probably stories like that all across the industry. Yeah. We're a very hardworking industry, and we're very humble, I think would be the right word. Mm-hmm. I've rarely had executives turn down meetings with me. Oftentimes, I've been reaching out to them as a complete stranger.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, a lot of my friends in other industries, they don't have that luxury. Mm-hmm. I'm so blessed to be in the credit union industry.
I'm really glad you brought that up, too, because in this industry and being part of the media and stuff, I rarely have difficulty getting to a credit union CEO to tell us his or her story. And I've been in other industries where it's next to impossible to get to that CEO to have them share their story. So right there with you on the humbleness, the humility, and also the gumption to like tell their story, you know, to the motivation to tell their story. So it's really, really a positive thing, I think, in this industry. So, and you're experiencing that same thing. So good stuff. All right, let's get back to the conference. And you said lots of takeaways and stuff. Any takeaways you're going to take back to the conference? Or back to TransUnion from the conference?
We had a speaker this morning talk about the power of storytelling. And having worked at a credit union for 10 years, you kind of take for granted that everyone knows the credit union story. Mm-hmm. Now in my new role at TransUnion, again, we're a multinational company.
Oh, yeah.
Not everyone knows that. And so I need to have those stories ready. Mm-hmm. So when someone from a different department or a different arm of our organization asks me, so how are credit unions really different? I want to be able to deliver those member stories that we heard on stage that were so powerful. We had people move to tears at my table. And, so I've got to be ready to deliver on that. So that's one thing I'll take away.
Okay, very cool. And that's a conversation that I had with my Uber driver yesterday.
Oh, really?
I went to Best Buy to buy a TV. For my little setup here and stuff, and we got to talking about credit unions, and she's like, so what's the difference between a credit union and a bank? And so, like you said, you have that talking point ready to go. And so I told her and kind of gave her an education. She's like, you know what? I'm not really happy with my bank. I might check out a credit union here in town.
That's so excellent.
It was awesome. It was a great little transformational moment for sure. All right, Blake. Well, anything else? Anything else to add here?
Just really excited to be part of the credit union team over at TransUnion, and we're looking to help credit unions use information for good. That's our mantra, and I think that resonates with credit unions very well. So, we'd love to talk to you about that.
All right, great message to end on. All right, Blake, thank you so much. Well done.